This is Mac OS Ken.
China gets iPhone Air next week, new developer betas for Blank OS 26.1, and Apple TV Plus minus plus. It is Tuesday, the 14th of October, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. iPhone Air's next big moment is just around the corner. Apple CEO Tim Cook is in China this week. While there on Monday, he hit the social media site Weibo with a short message, excited to announce iPhone Air will be available next week and pre-orders start this Friday, the 17th of October. Fleshing out Cook's message a bit, a piece from 9to5 Mac says orders for the super thin iPhone start this Friday, the 17th of October at 9 a.m. local time. They'll land in stores and users' hands a short 5 days later, shipping on Wednesday, the 22nd of October. The model's thinness was the reason for the delay. While China was originally announced as a launch country, regulatory issues around the device's eSIM-only design put the launch on pause. 9to5 Mac says it is still unknown how the Chinese market will respond to the eSIM-only model. Physical SIMs are more commonplace there than in many other parts of the world. Okay, but not unlike the battery life and the single camera, one assumes that people who want the wafer-thin communicator won't be bothered by having only an eSIM. Despite the Air's imminent arrival, eSIMs will still be a rarity in the Middle Kingdom. Apple 3.0 ran part of a Reuters report indicating that major Chinese telecom operators had just obtained regulatory approvals for eSIM services. I kinda want to make that a kinda, though. According to the report, the country's three major telecom companies, China Mobile, China Telecom, and China Unicom, have all been cleared by regulators to provide trial eSIM services, a website affiliated with the industry ministry said, on Monday. According to the piece, Apple's iPhone Air will be the only model in China to have service provider support for an eSIM. Monday is fun day for developers these days. A piece from Mac Rumors says Apple started the week seeding the third betas of iOS, iPadOS, macOS, watchOS, tvOS, and visionOS 26.1 to members of its developer community. Of course, since everybody signed a non-disclosure agreement, we have no idea what's new. I'm just funning ya. Apple Insider ran a piece Monday listing lots of newness for iOS 26.1. That likely points to lots of newness for the other operating system updates since they're all made to blend seamlessly. New things spotted include apparent preparation for third-party AI integration in addition to ChatGPT, the ability to activate call recording or local capture via settings in addition to through Control Center, changes to notification forwarding, intended for third-party smartwatches it seems, and changes to Apple TV Plus that'll minus the plus. Apple TV Plus minus the plus? Yeah, it seems so. The Cupertino streamer issued a press release Monday announcing a streaming date for F1, the movie. And that was not the big news in the press release. The big news in the press release was Apple shortening the name of its video streaming service. In a single sentence at the end of the release, Apple said, "Apple TV Plus is now simply Apple TV with a vibrant new identity." How? I mean, what constitutes this vibrant new identity? Is it just dropping the plus? Or are we talking about visual branding? One of the articles I saw about the name change and Monday's OS beta showed the usual rounded rectangle icon with the Apple logo and the letters TV, with a sort of rainbow sheen at the bottom of the letters. Is that the vibrant new identity. You know what makes me kind of nuts? Apple probably spent millions of dollars trying to decide whether to name its streaming service the same way half the other services were naming theirs. Disney Plus, Discovery Plus, Paramount Plus. How many millions of dollars do you think they spent deciding whether to drop the Plus? Going a step further, how many millions of dollars do you think they spent deciding whether to drop the Plus, only to drop people off into confusion? According to Apple's own press release, Apple TV is available on the Apple TV app in over 100 countries and regions, on over 1 billion screens, including iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, Apple Vision Pro, and blah, 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 blah. If you're like me, you'll use Apple TV to watch Apple TV on Apple TV. I mean, points plus for driving home the name, but points minus for taking away the differentiator. Oh, F1, the movie, hits Apple TV, the subscription service, on Friday, the 12th of December. Ahead of that, Apple points out that folks can buy the movie through a number of digital platforms, including Apple TV, the application. So you can watch F1 on Apple TV through Apple TV before it hits Apple TV. Because, sure. The Apple store at the Forum in Carlsbad, California is doing a temporary switcheroo. Mac Rumors says the current location stops being the current location today. Well, you've got the rest of today. It'll close temporarily for renovation starting tomorrow, Wednesday, the 15th of October. That'll leave the Forum in Carlsbad without an Apple retail location for 3 days. The piece says Apple's opening temporary digs just down to the right from the original location. That one opens this Saturday, the 18th of October. No word on when the new old store will open, though. These things can take a few months. The service program covering old-school AirPods Pro and a couple of iPhone 12 models has come to an end. Mac Rumors says Apple has officially ended two service programs that covered sound issues on the original AirPods Pro and on iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro, removing them from its list of active service programs. The one for AirPods was aimed at two issues, one where the stoppers would make a crackling sound, and another where active noise cancellation didn't actively cancel noise. As for the phones, the piece says some had a defective receiver module component that could fail, resulting in no sound being emitted when making or receiving calls. Both programs only covered devices for 3 years from the original date of sale, according to Mac Rumors. Hard to imagine many units were still eligible, if any. And finally today, who wants the original AirPods Pro anyway, especially when they can have AirPods Pro 3, one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2025? 9to5 Mac ran a piece late last week that was completely surprising. Not that Apple's latest hearables would be honored, no, the surprise was finding out that Time Magazine is still a thing. Devaluing the AirPods' place on the list a tiny bit, the fact that they named 300 best inventions of the year. At that point, you're just listing things that were made in a given year, aren't you? Actually, 9to5 Mac says since the year 2000, Time Magazine's editors have dedicated an entire issue each year to highlight a collection of the best inventions, products, and ideas from companies around the world. Heart rate tracking and live translation are the features that landed AirPods Pro 3 in the Best Inventions issue. In addition to the 300 best inventions, the magazine also did a list of 100 honorable mentions. On that list was Apple Watch Series 11. Time chose that one for its edition of hypertension notifications. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and supported by people like you patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
It's still sunny.